From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, gun crime never used to be a major issue in Toronto, Canada, but that's changing after a surge in shooting deaths in that city. But first to Washington. The Senate Judiciary Committee is beginning Supreme Court confirmation hearings today for Judge Samuel Alito. President Bush tapped Alito to fill the seat of retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. This morning, the president expressed confidence in his nominee.
Sam's got the intellect necessary to bring a lot of class to that court. He's got a judicial temperament necessary to make sure that the court is a body that interprets the law and doesn't try to write the law.
Other groups have expressed concern about and even hostility to Alito. Over the last 2 months, politicians and advocacy groups have scoured his writings for clues to the kind of Supreme Court justice Alito might be. That all comes to a head with this week's hearings. NPR's Ari Shapiro will be our guide through these hearings, and he joins us now. And Ari, are these hearings expected to be particularly contentious?
Yes, but there probably won't be fireworks today. Today we're going to get opening statements from each of the 18 members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. There are 10 Republicans and 8 Democrats, and that part of the hearing is more ceremonious than contentious. But the statements will give a preview of some of the major issues that are going to be highlighted in the weeks ahead.
And what can we expect from Democratic senators today?
Well, a few of them have released their opening statements already, even though they haven't formally delivered them yet. Senator Richard Durbin, who's a Democrat from Illinois, for example, focuses on Sandra Day O'Connor in his statement. Justice O'Connor, of course, is the retiring Supreme Court justice the Alito's nominated to replace. Durbin says in his statement, "Time and again, the vacancy you seek to fill was the most important vote on the court for civil rights, human rights, women's rights, workers' rights, and restraining an overreaching president." Durbin says he'll focus his questions on privacy rights. That's a sort of code for abortion. He'll also ask about executive power and civil rights. And those are probably the areas of concern that are going to be most important to many of the Democrats on the committee.
And how about the Republicans? What are they concerned with?
Well, we didn't receive any opening statements from Republicans before the hearing began. Generally, in these sorts of confirmation hearings, you have sort of an offense-defense back and forth, where Democrats will question the nominee very aggressively about areas of concern, and then Republicans will sort of do damage control and support the nominee. That's true to a certain extent, although not entirely. For example, Senator Arlen Specter, the chair of the Judiciary Committee, who's a Republican, is pro-choice. There are other sort of quirks and differences from the party line within the committee that'll diverge from that offense-defense pattern.
Now, the last time we were here was last summer, and the Senate Judiciary Committee held confirmation hearings for John Roberts, now Chief Justice. Those hearings were quite cordial, and do we expect the same with the Alito hearings?
Senator Specter says he expects these to be more contentious. He says he's ready for the hearings to go late into the evenings. There are some differences between Roberts and Alito. Roberts had 3 years as a judge, so he had a relatively short paper trail. In contrast, Alito was on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals for 15 years, so he was involved in many more opinions, both in the majority and the dissent. That's something for senators to hash over. In addition, Roberts' writings were not terribly controversial from his years at the Justice Department. Alito has said some much more controversial things, and those are likely to be fodder for the senators as well.
And their personal demeanors are not the same, right?
We've heard that Roberts is the consummate Washington insider and Alito is less so, so we'll see that today.
NPR's Ari Shapiro, we will be checking back with you throughout the week. Thank you, Ari.
You're welcome, Madeline.